Wow, do I really need to say anything about this packaging? How terrible it was. So I guess I have to finish putting this computer back together now, and I've got a little bit of a mess to clean up here, but it's not too bad. It'll only take me like 10 minutes or whatever. But I have a freshly pasted CPU now, and hope that gave you some ideas of how to do a little extra cleaning on your CPU and maybe even upgrading to a new type of thermal compound. And I already know the main question I'm gonna get with this video. How do these thermal pads compare to thermal paste in terms of their thermal conductivity? I did not benchmark this ahead of time. I'm not gonna benchmark this afterwards. This is a node 202. This is a fractal node 202. This is an RTX 3080. This case here, thermal throttles. Just straight up, anybody in the ITX space probably knows this problem. When you throw a lot of high-end components into a very compact case with very little airflow, you thermal throttle no matter what. The CPU performance from my early testing otherwise that I've done, just casually looking at it, not really scientific, performance is the same. Like, it's within a couple percent. It's not enough for me to notice or care. The other thing is, like, this case in particular, I'll just flat out say it's a bad design, but Fractal has come out and produced a newer case that actually has proper airflow. This one did not. It was terrible. If I would have known that when I built it, I wouldn't have bought it. But I am interested in Fractal's newer case. I don't know the model number offhand, so maybe I'll put it on the screen there. But anyways, this is upgraded. Hope you like this. And until next time, later, y'all.